This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Wednesday the U.S. was working with partners throughout the region to rescue the hostages taken by Hamas militants when the war began on October 7th. In remarks from Tel Aviv during a brief visit, Biden said the United States stands with Israel.
I come to Israel with a single message. You're not alone. You are not alone. As long as the United States stands, and we will stand forever, we'll not let you ever be alone.
The visit to Israel came amid rising humanitarian concerns in Gaza, where Israel has cut off the flow of food, fuel, and water. Israel says it will allow Egypt to deliver limited quantities of humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip, the first crack in a 10-day seal on the territory. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says the decision was approved after a request from President Biden during his visit. U.S. intelligence believes for now that Israel was not responsible for Tuesday's Gaza hospital blast that killed hundreds of Palestinians. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Officials in Gaza had quickly blamed an airstrike by Israel, which denied involvement, saying it was instead a missile misfire by the militant group Islamic Jihad, which also denied it. In Israel this morning with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Based on what I've seen, it appears as though it was done by the other team, not you.
President Biden said Pentagon data showed it was not likely a strike by Israel. The White House National Security Council now says analysis of imagery, intercepts, and other information shows Israel is not to blame, though the U.S. is still collecting evidence. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The White House says Biden will address the nation Thursday night from the Oval Office about the Israel-Hamas violence, as well as Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This is VOA News. Russia's lower house of parliament approved a bill Wednesday revoking the ratification of a global nuclear test ban treaty. The legislation was introduced to parliament following a warning by President Vladimir Putin earlier this month that Moscow could revoke its 2000 decision to ratify the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, which was adopted in 1996. Putin said the move would mirror the stand taken by the United States, which has signed but not ratified the treaty. Patricia Lewis, a research director for international security at the British Policy Institute Chatham House, says the State Duma's decision could have a domino effect on other countries as well.
We are entering into a new phase of untrammeled nuclear weapons environments, which could also lead to proliferation. And the more that the nuclear weapon states that already possess these weapons start to talk about them again, the more other countries are going to revise their view as to whether or not they should develop.
Other nations which have not ratified the treaty include China, India, Pakistan, North Korea, Israel, Iran, and Egypt. A Brazilian congressional panel is recommending that former President Jair Bolsonaro be charged with attempting to stage a coup in connection with riots in the capital, Brasilia, earlier this year. Thousands of Bolsonaro supporters stormed key government buildings on January 8th following a protest march. The report recommends that Bolsonaro be charged on a total of 4 counts, including attempting to overthrow a legitimately constituted government and attempting to overthrow democratic rule. Many observers at the time speculated the riot was a coordinated effort to drive President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva from office. Lula narrowly defeated Bolsonaro in last fall's election. The move is largely symbolic because law enforcement officials are already investigating Bolsonaro's possible role in inciting the riots. Bolsonaro has denied involvement in the rioting, which took place while he was out of the country. Nigeria's inflation rate has risen to its highest level in 2 decades. The latest figure keeps millions of people in Africa's largest country struggling to survive economic challenges that analysts say are exacerbated by government reform policies. Timothy Abeza reports from Abuja.
The National Bureau of Statistics says the trend was caused by an increase in prices of food items like bread and cereals, meat, vegetables, milk, cheese, tubers, fish, fruit, oil, and fat. But economic observers say recent government policies, including the removal of fuel subsidies in May, are to blame for the surge and predict the trend might continue. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
I'm Richard Green.